Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up? What up? Welcome.
You feel these Monday vibes? We are sending to you through your TV screen right now. Man, week before Christmas, let's get to it.
Yes.
Day of Hanukkah. Okay.
Okay.
So for you later on today, we got Karrueche Tran, a smash alert at that.
What?
Based off of last night's Real Housewives of Atlanta episode, we might have a Portia Williams smash alert as well. First, can we talk football? The Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson is in a lot of hot water over allegations of workplace misconduct, including sexual harassment and casual racism as well. Instead of sticking around for the investigation, he's like, peace out, I'm out of here. And he announced that he's going to be selling the team at the end of the season. In a statement, here's what he said. He said he didn't address the allegations against him. He says that he believes it's time to turn over the franchise.
I was like,
over
what? No, he did not.
He damn near
should have
said that.
He also said he won't be entertaining offers until the season is over, but one guy's already thrown his name into the ring. Guess who?
Puff Daddy.
Damn, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Diddy. Diddy wants in. He tweeted.
Diddy wants it.
I would like to buy the Panthers, spread the word, retweet.
Okay.
I will be the best NFL owner that you can imagine. I will immediately address the Colin Kaepernick situation. But also, I will have the best halftime show, the best selection of music, and we will win.
Man, it sounds so good. I want to move there.
He could sell salt to a slug.
Hell yeah.
Raid to a bug.
Shan to Gary.
Right.
Up next, earlier this year, Karrueche Tran was granted a restraining order against your favorite guy, Brad, Chris Brown.
Oh.
The order demanded that he stay 100 yards away from her until 2022, right?
Oh, that's almost here.
Yeah, but apparently their lawyers came to a silent agreement of their own, which allows them to attend the same industry events as long as Chris Brown is peaceful.
Oh.
And there was evidence of that this weekend when Teyana Taylor posted pics from her 27th birthday bash that included Chris Brown and Karrueche there together.
Oh.
Okay. Well, not together, but at the same time.
At the same event, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
No word if the two talked or not, or if Karrueche's new man was there. In the latest smash alert, she was spotted holding hands with former New York Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz. And now, y'all know it's also rumored that Victor Cruz is still engaged to his fiance.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. The little love triangle.
That's not cute.
What do y'all think about Karrueche and Victor?
Not with that going on.
Not with the other thing happening.
I know.
They look cute together, but if he got another woman, no.
And this is the type, you know, his ex, the fiance, is the type of woman to put you on blast. Y'all remember she was the same woman who put all his side chicks on blast online.
What?
Y'all remember that? She released sent the email to all of them.
It's hard for y'all women to get a man, though. I mean, in this day and time.
Well, she got one. It's just a matter of hopefully he's changed. You know, hopefully he's changed. The way he did his ex.
He ain't changed, Portia. You know that way he ain't changed.
Well, you don't know change, Gary.
People don't change, damn it.
They do change, Gary.
If you was a whoremonger, you're going to stay a damn whoremonger. What was going to make Karrueche so much more special?
Well, she obviously got something because Chris Brown still couldn't let her go.
Is it his fault that he loved her so much?
Huh?
Is it his fault that he loved her so much that he wanted to follow her from party to party?
Party to party.
In the face of the paparazzi reaching his hand inside of her window so she couldn't pull off. Everybody should aspire to have that kind of love. Don't you want somebody to love you like that?
Oh, hell no.
Brad, don't you want that kind of love where a man will follow you?
I do not.
We don't want restraining order love.
Thank you.
Right.
Moving on, coming up with a unique marriage proposal these days can be hard, but a guy named Connor came through with a good one with the help of Netflix.
What'd he do?
He convinced his girlfriend that they were going on a reality show to watch and discuss their favorite Netflix show, show, The Santa Clarita Diet, starring Drew Barrymore and Timothy Oliphant, when Connor made a special appearance.
With the woman you unconditionally love.
Joel is always there for me. He is my rock and my best friend and my lover and my lookout.
Any other questions, Connor?
No. Well, I have one, actually, but it's not for you guys.
What?
This question, actually, if you wouldn't mind.
Excuse me?
Shut up. This one's for my girlfriend, Camilla.
Well, then, let's not keep Camilla waiting.
Mm-mm.
First of all, Camilla, surprise.
Surprise.
Second of all, I have a question for you.
Get ready.
I think I'll actually just let the real me go ahead and ask.
Shut the f*** up. Are you kidding?
It's been awesome being your boyfriend, but if you're cool with it, I'd rather be your husband.
Of course.
Oh, my gosh. Aww. With his creativity, they're going to have a good marriage.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder how they made Netflix do that. How did they do that? Did they write them? Did they call them? What did they say?
He went above and beyond, and that's what a man in love
do. Apparently, with his fine ass.
Okay, ain't he cute?
He was real cute.
Uh-huh. He stepped it up.
Right? The one knee is getting old. You're going to have to come with some different people.
He didn't have to get on one knee after doing all that.
Not at all.
So do y'all like
she got on one knee after that.
Okay.
Well, last night was a fabulous episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And baby, boy, she's ready for a man, honey.
Yes.
Especially now, honey, that she's a baby vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Being a vegan has definitely made me really horny.
Finding Portia love.
My uterus is jumping.
You ready?
Jumping. I'm having wild thoughts about eggplants and cucumbers. A veggie orgy.
So you're a vegetarian, but you're trying to get some meat on that grill.
Anyway, child, now Miss Portia has two matchmakers, y'all, to set her up on a blind date. And well, Portia, you did a full, baby, 180 walk right out the damn door, honey, when you saw him, honey. But I'm so proud of you, Portia. Because, honey, you walked right back in to give it a shot, baby. But I don't think that we're gonna hear wedding bells anytime soon.
So tell me what you do for work.
I'm on a television show called Dish Nation.
It sounds pretty amazing.
It's fun.
Sounds good.
I'm pretty laid back, though.
You don't have a huge ego.
Mm-hmm.
Very surprised.
Do I look like a person that would have a big ego?
Yeah. Most good-looking women, like, there's usually something off.
Is that a joke?
That's what a joke.
I'm really not good-looking.
Yeah.
No, not good-looking.
Just tonight?
I look just like you when I'm at home. No hair on my head.
Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm gonna ask you this. Maybe we should do a sake bomb. If you're not scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was it about dude that made you want to go the other way when you first walked in?
No, he just didn't seem, you know, I was getting out of my comfort zone, and he just really wasn't my type at first. But yeah. I wanted to give it a try, you know.
Yeah.
But the chemistry just wasn't there. You like who you like, you click with who you click with, and we just didn't have that little fire, you know what I'm saying?
Did you put swag on the list for them to have?
I definitely, I think I forgot swag.
You can't forget swag.
I did. He was really nice, but just not for me. Y'all need to find love for me. That's y'all job. Gary, you know enough men, Brad,
yeah.
You know enough head crap.
We super looked out.
You didn't know that all these stories I be getting personal and having flashbacks on?
I know, but why? I don't understand why you go through these things. Why do you? I don't get it. I'm so
It's
glad.
Just difficult in these streets.
It sure is.
Yes.
Did you not know that?
I never have that problem.
Oh, well, girl, you lucky then. Because, honey, baby, I feel like I should not have that issue, but Marcia, I just don't connect with
it's
people
about
like that.
We'll talk, girl. It's about five guys that be on me about you.
Really?
Yeah, you know they what? Come at me for you.
And they all be doing it, and they ain't worth They come to me for you, and I be like, child, stand your
That's because your friends ain't worth
well, I get for you.
Don't somebody. Be blocking. Let me see what they worth.
Now, Portia, the teaser for next episode. Now, you and Rick, what? When I saw that girl, I was like, I almost choked.
Can you smell me today? What's my name?
Let me see.
I'm not saying there has never been a thought about Ricky. I just don't think I should go there.
Boy, if you don't work with this nation.
Honey, that was better than the smile you gave that date of yours, honey.
Okay.
That seemed like legit.
Yeah.
You know, like legit interaction right there.
What are y'all talking about? That was just a little lady giggle. You know, you flip your hair.
No, honey, that was a little like... Well, coming up, if you're looking for a great recipe for pizza dough cinnamon rolls, check out Mario Batali's apology for sexual misconduct. We'll share his recipe for disaster next. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yay!
Welcome. Well, y'all, Prince Harry calms his nerves by throwing some friendly shade at Obama.
No, I don't believe it. Not my Harry.
Well, Prince Harry interviewed Obama as part of a BBC TV series, and they lightened the mood by getting a little chummy before the interview.
The fun. Do I have to speak faster? Because I'm
no,
a slow speaker.
No, not at all.
Okay. But, do I need the British accent?
But if you start using long pauses between the answers, you're probably going to get
right.
the face.
Are you? Let me see the face. Oh, okay. I don't want to see that face.
Shady Harry. Meghan Markle is rubbing off on him already with that shade. It was like fun shade, though, but yeah,
it was cute. I enjoyed just watching the two of them.
Yeah.
Made me realize how much I missed that dude.
I know.
Like, his energy is in charm.
Yes.
It jumps through the screen at you.
It does.
He got that Chicago swag.
Yeah,
he got
quick
that.
With it. He's quick with it.
So what would be the first thing y'all would say to him if y'all met him?
I'll tell him, let's go smoke a square.
For real? That's the icebreaker.
Yeah, smoke a cigarette together. I need to holler at you for a minute, Prez.
What about you, Gary?
Does he cheat on Michelle?
No.
Now, why would he tell your ass that?
Because a gossip
and of
columnist.
Course he
like,
doesn't.
Why just because it's between me and him?
He know the hell it ain't between you and him once he gets to talking to you, honey.
Uh-huh. You'd be done told his missus and gave him a calora of the week.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Well, Ed Sheeran doesn't just think about his goals. He puts them into motion.
Oh, okay? He does?
Yeah. Yes. Well, Ed revealed that he's already written a James Bond song.
With Bond, I've actually had... I've had a theme tune written for about 3 years.
Have you?
Just in case.
Have you?
Just in case.
Have they asked you yet?
No.
What's it called?
I'm not going to say because someone might steal it. But it's good. But it's good.
It's good.
That's right, Ed. Keep it to yourself, Ed.
Yeah, but you got to be prepared at all times.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, and believe in your ideas and thoughts, man.
That's
like,
right.
Yo, that would get you far in life.
Yeah, have y'all ever read the book The Secret?
Yes.
Yeah, so he probably read it because this is definitely something from the book. Going ahead and putting in your goals and putting it into action even before you get it?
Well, let's put something out in the universe. Let me see. I plan to be a billionaire within 2 more years.
Yeah.
What else? Is there anything y'all want to put out there?
Yes, I'd like to invest in whatever that idea is.
Okay.
I would like to be non-fatally injured by, like, a really, like, you know, well-to-do company. So I can, like, get, like, a multi-billion-dollar settlement, and then I can see the rest of my ideas come into fruition.
I just want to, honey, just have a job, honey, and continue working and feeding them cheering.
What children?
He takes care of people.
Chairing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He calls he calls the chairs at his house children. He takes care of his chairing. Well, moving on. Everybody knows Mario Batali.
Yes, blessed spirit.
Yeah, so he's been fired from ABC's The Chew. Sexual misconduct accusation.
Oh, my God, yo.
What?
But here's what he did. He issued a public apology and a cinnamon roll recipe.
Does that sweeten the situation?
Yes, sweeten the deal.
Yeah.
You know, he sent the newsletter to his fans that read the following. As many of you know, this week there has been some news coverage about some of my past behavior. I have made many mistakes, and I am so very sorry that I've disappointed my friends, my family, my fans, and my team. My behavior was wrong, and there are no excuses. I take full responsibility. I will work every day to regain your respect and trust. P.S. In case you're searching for a holiday-inspired breakfast, these pizza dough cinnamon rolls are a fan favorite.
He is a fool. He is a fool. Why did he add that to his statement like that?
Well, that's being
he
nice
wants to help people
kind.
Still. Yeah. After he says what he has to say, he wants to leave them with a little something.
No, ma'am, no, sir. No cinnamon bun. You don't do that. You've been out here touching people's buns, and you're going to give us a recipe?
So, of course, the internet wasn't really here for all this.
No.
Comedian Whitney Cummings tweeted, Mario Batali apologized for sexually harassing women, then provided a cinnamon roll recipe. Women, sorry I degraded you. Now get back in the kitchen and cook, bitch.
Oh, Lord.
All right, y'all. Now, would you get a Hillary Clinton tattoo? Would y'all? Anybody?
No,
well,
no.
Someone
Hell
did
no.
Just find out who, honey, after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Oh, hey.
Well, Idris Elba and British rapper Stormzy just won Christmas, y'all.
How'd they do that?
While looking to spread some Christmas joy, the duo teamed up and visited children at hospitals in East London to give them an early Christmas gift to remember.
Aww.
Santa Idris posed for pics with patients and staff, and Idris says as a father of two himself, he wanted to hopefully bring a smile to the children who are unwell, in hospital, and away from the comfort of their homes during the Christmas period.
Aww.
What's there not to love about Idris Elba?
That's the sweetest thing ever.
Right?
He does have a really big heart.
And in the UK, Idris Elba is more popular than Santa Claus.
Really?
Yes, he is. Oh, honey, look at the staff.
Honey, those nurses look real happy.
Yes,
I don't see no kids in that picture.
At all.
They probably never seen two black Santa Claus at one time.
All right.
That was nice.
I don't even think all of them were scheduled to work that day. They just wanted to be around. All
right. I would have had to pin my little outfit back, make it tighter. Unbutton the front a little bit.
They didn't probably have that option.
Put my name tag right here.
All right, y'all, it's time for...
Tattoo or Tattoo?
Now, everybody who watches SNL knows star Pete Davidson. Now, he recently posted an Instagram photo of his latest tattoo, which is one of his heroes. Guess who that might be?
Who?
Hillary Clinton.
Wait, what?
Yeah, now,
well,
Pete...
Well, all right.
Pete wrote, wanted to get Hillary Clinton a Christmas gift, so I got a tattoo of my hero. Thanks for being such a badass and one of the strongest people in the universe.
He's with her. That's what's up.
Well, I hope President Clinton don't get offended.
This is a good picture of her, though.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, her baby hair is laid off real nice.
Didn't they do good? She looked black almost.
Okay, honey. That baby hair is laid off. I like that. Did she see it?
She did see the picture. She said, thanks, Pete Davidson. This makes it significantly less awkward that I've had a Pete Davidson tattoo for years. But seriously, I'm honored. Merry Christmas, my friend.
That was sweet. She acknowledged him.
Yeah.
She's got a little sense of humor, doesn't she?
Yeah.
It's funny.
And I guess at the end of the day, they did do a kind of justice. If this is younger Hillary Clinton, which is shocking because apparently she was still wearing pantsuits when she was younger.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. All right, cool. Great.
Gary, aren't you currently getting your Omarosa tattoo removed right now?
I'm still contemplating.
Is that right?
Baby, Miss Omarosa sits prominently, honey, on my body.
Oh, Lord.
You think she's going to return the favor and get a Gary tattoo?
She sure will.
She got to put on some weight, though.
Hey, Dish Nation fans, be sure to check out our new line of dish gear for you and your loved ones.
Because nothing says love like a mug, honey, would you sip from with my face on it.
We've also got cute hoodies and tees and totes, cute totes. Go to dishnation.com/dishgear to get your swag today. And coming up, Serena Williams needs your help, y'all. Yeah, Gary, maybe even your motherhood skills. Ooh. We'll tell you all about that coming up next.
All right, y'all. Serena Williams, honey, needs our help, children.
Why?
Now, she posted, y'all, on Instagram, TD, a.k.a. the devil, is so hard. Poor Alexis Olivia has been so uncomfortable.
Aww.
I've tried Amber Bees, cold towels, chew on mommy's finger, homeopathic water. But nothing is working, honey. It's breaking my heart. Now, I almost need my mom to come and hold me to sleep because I'm so stressed. Help anyone!
Oh, poor baby.
She sounds like she's a mommy dearest. She don't know how to take care of a baby.
Like no baby operates the same.
Yeah, but I feel like Serena could hire a wet nurse. Not a wet nurse, but like a nighttime nurse.
Exactly.
Someone to come and kind of help her a little bit because she need a break.
I'm what sure she nurse? Has a name.
A wet nurse will actually breastfeed your baby, so I ain't mean that. But
oh, really?
Girl, shut up. No, I would not want nobody else's in my baby's mouth.
I don't mind it at all for my baby.
Are you serious?
No, I don't. Y'all drink cow's milk.
A baby could go to another mama and be like, mama, you you giving us somebody
she
else
to come her whole body and just let the boob be exposed.
Yeah.
No connection with my baby.
Okay.
You ain't gonna be connecting with my baby like
hello?
That.
Hello?
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.